Report: Texas naval-based jihadi secured U.S. citizenship despite living in Syria. By John Binder on May 24, 2020. An accused terrorist who allegedly opened fire on United States Navy personnel in Corpus Christi, Texas, was able to secure American citizenship through a little-known immigration loophole, a former intelligence agent states. Adam El Zali, a 20-year-old naturalized American citizen, has been identified by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, as the alleged terrorist who attempted to speed through a gate at the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, NASC, on May 21. The FBI says El Zali shot at a female sailor who was then able to prevent him from getting onto the NASC base by raising a vehicle barrier. At that point, the FBI says Al saw he got out of his vehicle to fire more gunshots but was killed by security guards. The Center for Immigration Studies' Todd Bensman, a former intelligence agent, reports that Al saw he was able to secure American citizenship through a little-known immigration loophole that depended on his father's naturalized citizenship. Adam El Zali, 20 at the time of his death Thursday, was already a U.S. citizen when he moved from the Middle East to Corpus Christi, Texas, in 2014 with his mother, and likely several siblings, at the height of the Syrian civil war, by virtue of his father's American citizenship, according to two sources familiar with the family's immigration status. The attacker's 75-year-old father, Salim El Zali, became a naturalized U.S. citizen in 1984, the sources told CIS, and subsequently seems to have sired a family back in Syria that included Adam El Zali's birth in 1999. Emphasis added. Although his children and their mother were born in and resided in the Middle East, the father's U.S. citizenship conferred U.S. citizenship on Adam El Zali, since he properly registered a declaration at a U.S. embassy or consulate office overseas. That apparently happened with Adam El Zali because by the age of 3, in the year 2002, El Zali was granted an American passport that was repeatedly renewed over the years, sources said. Emphasis added. In 2014, at the height of the civil war inside Syria, Adam and at least his mother moved to the United States. The mother is currently a legal permanent resident who has a pending application for U.S. citizenship, the sources said. Emphasis added. The attempted terrorist attack comes after a Saudi national in the U.S. through a student visa program allegedly killed 3 Americans at a Pensacola, Florida, naval base. In another case, unsealed by the Justice Department recently, a Pakistani doctor on an H-1B visa has been accused of attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State, ISIS. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.